Friday, two whole days of no school and pure happiness.
Oh my gosh, if they decide this weekend to make the weekends the week and the week with the weekends, that means we're gonna have 5 whole days off and only 2 days of school. Oh my god, I'm so excited. And then when there's a really important holiday like President's Day, we only have 1 day of school. I think they might decide to do that this weekend. See you guys tomorrow. See ya. Yeah. Hey.
You never said before.
Judy. Been able to tell, but that girl I walked home with, that hacking awesome girl, that's Judy. Judy. She's my girlfriend, obviously. This weekend, it's crucial in our relationship because, wait for it, get ready, it's coming, hold on, I'm taking things to the next level with Judy, and she knows it too. We've been inseparable lately.
So I was thinking of having a party this weekend.
Yeah, we've been thinking about it.
But I'll just have it next
weekend. Yeah, we aren't really sure yet.
What do you guys think?
I'm thinking I might have Judy over today. I'm not really sure. I mean, my mom won't mind. I have friends over all the time and she never cares. My dad doesn't care either. Mostly because, he's not here. He's not with us. He's not dead. He's just not here. Can say you might have misunderstood that. But you know, it really doesn't even matter that I just have one parent, because my mom loves me twice as much. And I pay her back by filling the whole entire house with beautiful music. Somebody call 911! Shorty fire burning on the dance floor! Whoa! Every room in my house was constructed for a specific purpose. For instance, this room, my bedroom, was constructed to have a perfect view of Judy's house. Hi, Judy. Fridays are usually my favorite day at school, but I need some food for my body because today was the worst Friday ever!
He likes it, Mommy!
Oh!
He likes it!
Oh. Thank you!
He wants some more!
Oh. Kevin, just leave him alone!
No.
Don't get me food in my body, then there's gonna be no blood in my head, and then my head might fall off because there's no blood in it. My damn it! I'm so upset about what happened at school that I almost ruined my snack. Jeez. I say, oh my damn it, because I'm not allowed to say bad words like the D word. Anyhow, the thing that happened in music class. I love music class because, well, I'm a great singer. I want one shorty fire burning on the dance floor. You know who else is a great singer?
Freddie.
She sings like an angel. But like an angel who isn't dead, because she will never die. She will live forever. Until she dies.
Yeah.
Hunting! I burned my dog! I've decided not to have a snack after all, because I want to stay trim for Judy. To be honest, me and Judy have hit a minor bump in our relationship, thanks to Kevin. Kevin is a big, fat nothing, and I cannot believe what I saw her doing with him today.
You just got to be strong and stop, because I really love you.
I'll be thinking of you.
Look at my heart and let love keep us together.
Oh my God, they sounded terrible. It was like my mom trying to fit into her jeans.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. There we go.
It was horrible. I mean, and she didn't even notice it. You agree, right? I mean, Judy was up there and she seemed happy. I don't know if she was acting or what, but I have to tell her. Maybe I'll invite her over for a pool party, and as we're lounging by the pool, I'll break it to her gently.
Judy, lover, you are a wonderful singer.
Oh, thank you, Fred.
But singing with Kevin? That was a mistake.
I need someone like you to be honest with me.
Don't worry, darling. I've just had a law passed that will have Kevin arrested for the way he sang to you.
That's such a relief.
Stop! Stop! Because I really love you. Stop! I've been thinking of...
If anyone ever sings to you like that again, just tell me and I'll take care of it, darling.
You're so romantic, Fred.
Just beyond that wall over there is Judy's house. She's only a few feet away, and I can't reach her. They put up that wall to keep us apart.
What you doing, Fred?
What does it look like I'm doing, Bertha?
Judy would think it's silly that you have a kiddie pool.
I don't care what Judy thinks. Why would I care what Judy thinks? What makes you think of that? I mean, it's just Judy.
Okay. You're not going swimming?
No, I'm not going swimming. That's lame. Really, really lame.
Well, I think I might go swimming.
Have fun.
TTFN.
Oh my God, that was almost so embarrassing. Thank God I didn't invite Judy over for the pool party. Sometimes I don't think I know anything about women. I need some advice. Wish my dad was here. Dad, what do you think I should do?
The secret is ruthless aggression.
It is?
You gotta look at yourself and say, my time is now. Show what kind of man you really are. Use those talents. What are your talents, Fred?
I'm a good singer?
No!
Ow!
You're a great singer. You're the best. It is you who take mere words and make them melodious love. Are you with me?
Yep.
You gotta fire up.
I'm with you, Dad.
Well, good. Just remember, it's probably gonna get cold outside. Bring a sweater, okay?
Okay, Dad.
Thanks.
That's it. I've got to invite Judy over so we can harmonize together. And then she'll forget all about Kevin, because harmonizing with me will be so much smoother.
And soon both of us learn to trust. That's by the way.
There was no time to play.
We built it up.
And
built it up. And now it's solid. Solid as a rock.
Go over to Judy's house and invite her over to sing with me. I'm so excited. I smell beautiful. Nothing is gonna come between our love, Judy. Nothing. Oh my damn it, Kevin!
I'm not going out there.
If I go out there and ask Judy to come over in front of Kevin, he's gonna undermine my self-confidence.
Maybe he won't notice.
I've got to try. Here I come to harmonize with you, Judy.
I'm gonna do it.
Hey, Figglehorn, where are you going? Huh?
None of your business, Kevin.
Oh, okay, what are you going to Judy's house for a little play day, huh? What are you guys gonna do? Huh? You gonna do a little bit of that, huh?
Kevin, that's not what I was gonna do, okay?
Dude, she hates you, man. Why can't you just get that through your head, dude? She hates you. She tells me all the time. I mean, like, she came over yesterday and, like, you know?
She hates you, Kevin. I see how you misunderstood it because she hates you.
She doesn't hate me. We're on a first name basis.
Yeah? Yeah, she hates everyone who can't sing, Kevin.
I can sing. This whole neighborhood knows. You know? And the whole neighborhood knows I can sing. I can sing, dude! I mean, she hears me all the time, man. I'm perfect. I got perfect pitch. I've been told since day one I have perfect pitch. I mean, I can reach all the notes.
That's weird. Because I overheard Judy sing. But she thinks you suck at singing.
Oh, you're gonna get it. You're gonna get it, Figglehorn. You want some of this?
She said it. I didn't.
Oh, you want it? This is my cul-de-sac. It always has been, and it always will be, baby! Woo!
I can't believe that idiot Kevin ruined everything! I was so close. Oh my gosh, Kevin's trying to get inside the house!
Fritz.
Go home, Kevin!
Bibble.
Get away from my house!
Hey.
I will call the police.
Fritz!
I'm calling the police right now!
Figglehorn!
I already called the police, and they said that if you don't stop, you're gonna go to prison with the fattest people ever!
Fritz, open the door!
Oh. Mom, sorry. You're strong.
Fritz, what's going on in here?
Mom, I thought someone was gonna attack me!
Although I don't know why anyone would want to.
Maybe because of your voice?
Mom!
What, sweetie?
I'm gonna have a friend over so we can sing, okay?
I wanna know singing. I'm taking a nap.
Mom, well, be quiet.
Can't hear you. I'm taking a nap.
Kevin. I can't go over there and ask Judy to my house with Kevin out there. He'll embarrass me. Judy has such a beautiful southern accent. I know it would harmonize perfectly with my normal human accent. I don't know what to do.
What's wrong with you? Have I taught you nothing?
Dad.
What son of mine is going to sit in here and hide? From Kevin? Dad! My house! Sorry, sir.
I don't want Evan to make fun of me in front of Judy.
Make fun of you. Sometimes you don't use these muscles. You use this muscle. You gotta outthink Kevin. You gotta find another route.
Dad, the only other route is blocked by the wall.
The wall is nothing. It was put there to keep you and your true love apart.
I knew it.
I am taking a nap.
I knew it. My time is now.
Time is now.
My time is now.
Time is now.
My time is now.
It's good. You're ready.
Thanks, Dad.
Where you go? Oh, Schmutz.
Once I get over that wall, I can go up to Judy's back door and ask her to come over. I never have seen Judy's back door, but I bet it's really nice. I'm gonna use this to make a flying leap over the fence. And then, me and Judy are gonna walk back over to my house really proudly, and then Kevin's gonna be like all confused, so he won't be able to do anything, and then we'll be back into my house before he even knows it. Oh, and this is the trampoline. I got it from my mom. She uses it to train for work. I bet you Kevin never would have thought of this. Stupid Kevin! Kiss this, Kevin. Here I come, Judy. I'm coming, Judy. Just hold on.
Ow! Oh. Fred, are you okay?
I hurt myself while trying to get to Judy's.
Do you need to go to the hospital?
No, I don't think so.
Then I'm taking a nap.
This is better. Much less dangerous. Ow. Digging's hard. Ow! I'm coming for you, Judy. Just hold on. Don't give up. Ow!
I've been digging in the sun all happy day.
Going back down. Takes forever to get to Judy's house underground.
Huh. What's this?
Oh! Mom!
Oh my damn it, that was awesome! I'm coming, Judy. I have buttloads of energy. Here I come. I'm here. Oh, my damn, I dug all the way to China. I figured out what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna disguise myself. Kevin will never recognize me. He'll be totally fooled, and I'll walk up to Judy's door and rip off my disguise, and she'll think it's a joke. And then she'll laugh, and then I'll laugh, and then we'll both be laughing. Mmm. I'm gonna smell like green apples.
I have the perfect disguise. I ordered it from the back of a comic book, and it is amazing. It's an invisibility suit, and it's gonna make me completely invisible. Here it is. I've been waiting to use this. Oh. See you guys later. Wow, that was totally worth $6.98. Plus shipping and handling.
Where am I, Kevin? I'm here.
Oh.
No, I'm not. I'm over here. Think fast.
What?
Watch out.
Jesus.
What are you going to do, Kevin?
What are you?
Behind you. Oh, it's over here. Oh, does Jamie want the ball? Watch out.
Stop.
Are you going to cry? Oh, does baby Kevin need his mommy?
Here goes nothing.
Oh my gosh, this is such a weird feeling.
Floating shoe. Who's doing it? I don't know. Must be someone invisible.
What the heck? Okay, maybe I just didn't do it right. 1, 2, 3. Damn it! I guess I have to find a better disguise.
Oh. Ooh. Boy, do I wish I could pull that one off.
I have to call.
911. What's your emergency?
Hello, this is Fred. Fred Ficklehorn. And I'm here to tell you that my girlfriend Judy has been kidnapped by Asian people. Asian people have stolen my girlfriend and her stuff and her family.
Sir?
Although if you ask her if she's my girlfriend and she says no, it's because we haven't told a lot of people yet. I mean, we're kind of keeping it on the down low, you know. People will be jealous. You know. Anyways, she's gone!
Sir, you need to calm down.
Calm down? Hello? That is really frustrating that the police won't even help me. Her kidnappers could be anywhere by now. She's gonna have such a horrible life.
Fred, what is your problem?
Mom! Mom, wake up! Wake up right now!
I am up.
Mom, Judy's been kidnapped. And they took all of her stuff. She might be dead. I don't even know.
What are you talking about?
Her house. It's completely empty.
Maybe that's because they moved.
What?
They sold their house to the Tangs and they moved. I got their address right here. They asked me to forward their mail.
Judy moved? Where to?
I don't know. They asked me to forward the mail.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because, Freddie, I didn't know you'd be so upset. I wrote the address.
Mom! She's my girlfriend! Judy.
Freddie, I get in their mail, tossing it. All right, honey, relax. I'm going out. Be a good boy. You're a good boy.
Judy, no!
Ah!
moved away. I'm so alone, it hurts so much. Oh, oh, oh.
Freddy, please go to sleep.
But my heart is broken and my mom doesn't even care.
Fred! It's go time!
Dad, what's wrong?
It's Judy. She's been kidnapped. By kidnappers.
Kidnappers? Who are they?
Her parents.
No!
Luckily, in the final minute, she sent us a transmission. Check it out, it's right there. That's classified. Pay no attention. Transmission.
Oh, Fred.
Judy!
There's so much that I wanted to say to you. Or sing to you, or sing with you. That's all I've ever wanted. You've always known that to be true, right?
Yes, Judy. Yes.
I knew you did.
Okay, Judy, listen carefully.
Yes, Fred?
You are under a bed right now.
Oh, Fred!
No! Judy! No!
Relax. We are going to rescue her. Hey. Why don't you have your seatbelt on? Oh.
Sorry, Dad. I hope Mom doesn't get worried if she notices I'm not home in the middle of the night.
She knows exactly where you are.
I got your mail right here.
Hang on, your back! Don't mess with my son!
What a crazy dream! But I think I know what it means. I got it! Judy wants me to come find her! We have a psychic connection, and the dream is the only way she could possibly communicate with me. I found Judy's address on this map. 56 Meadow Lane. Sounds beautiful, doesn't it? Meadow. I wonder what Judy's house looks like. Oh, it's nice. Jeez. If I zoom in, I wonder if I can see her. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Ew! That must be the guy who lived there before her. Oh, that is sick. He pooped inside her bathroom. The ghost of that guy's poops will be inside Judy's bathroom forever. What if they come back to life? Huh? I have got to get Judy out of that house. There's only one problem. The woods. I have to avoid the woods. I have to. I mean, I'd be way too scared to go back in there after what happened to little Evan Wise.
I'll get it!
Little Evan Wise? He never came out of those woods. Never. Scary.
911, what's your emergency?
I need to know what bus to take from my house to Judy's house. Avoiding the woods.
Sir, I think you meant to dial 411. This line is for emergencies only.
This is an emergency! Judy moved away and I have to get to her house so I can invite her over to my house so we can sing together!
Sir, please dial 411.
Rude. Turns out that there's a bus that takes me exactly one block from Judy's new address. It's called the number 7 bus. I have no idea how long that's going to take me to get to Judy's house, so I'm just preparing for the worst. I mean, it could take days, weeks. Do I need ketchup? Probably not. But it could be dangerous out there.
I'm coming for you, Judy!
Hate ketchup. Should be enough. Ow! much the bus cost, so I took $25. Well, here I go. Whew. Wish me luck. What? Might rain. Judy. Oh, I'm gonna do it.
Where are you going?
None of your business, Kevin.
Oh, what, are you going to a butt face convention, huh?
I'm just gonna ignore you.
Well, you're not ignoring me because you just talked to me.
What happened to your arm, Kevin? Did you make a fake cast so everyone would feel sorry for you?
No, it's not fake. Actually, some guys tried to steal my bike and I beat them up. It doesn't even matter because five girls already signed it, so...
Why'd they all use the same pen?
Because girls like the color red.
I bet God pushed him down because he hates the way he sings.
What did you say?
I never said anything. I'm ignoring you, Kevin.
Then why do you keep talking to me, Figglehorn? Where are you going anyway?
Why do you care? I'm not going to tell you.
All right, then. I'll just follow you all the way there. How'd you like that?
Well, I'm here.
You have to take the bus? That is so lame, man. I have girls take me where I want to go.
I have a girl.
Oh, yeah? Who?
My mom.
Oh, my God, man. Anybody listening to this? You're such a loser, dude. Where are you going? Huh? Where are you going? Huh? Where are you going, friend? Where are you going, Figglehorn? Huh? Where are you going? Oh, is that your bus, friend?
I'm not talking to you, Kevin.
Is that your bus? You gonna get on the bus?
Ain't got a thing here.
Oh, I know. I know where you're going.
But where am I going?
Buck and a half. Come on, kid, I got a schedule to keep here.
Here's five. You can keep the change. Hi. I think I'll sit back here. Supposed to be on the number 7 bus.
This is the number 6 bus. This is the number 6 bus.
I know, but if Kevin knew all the bus routes and where they were going, then if I got on the right bus, he would know where I was actually going. So by getting on the wrong bus, he would never know I was actually going to Judy's house.
Dude, please, chill out.
Sorry. I'm just really excited. I'm Fred. Fred Figglehorn.
Derf. Dude, don't. That's lame.
Oh. All right, I knew that.
So, who's Judy? She have a sister or something?
She's my, girlfriend.
No, she's not.
What?
Judy is not your girlfriend.
You're right. How'd you know?
Lie detectors.
Oh, it's just, Judy's such a smoking hot babe. It's just every time I see her, I just tingle.
She makes you pee?
I said tingle, not tinkle.
Dude, take a joke.
I guess I'm a little weird.
Everybody's weird, man. All of us.
What's that supposed to mean?
Don't think about it too much. It means something, though. Just process it.
Wow. You're like a god, Derp.
Uh-huh.
I wish I could be that cool around Judy. She's the most hackin' awesome girl ever. But yeah, we're for sure gonna get married, but obviously it's not gonna be tomorrow. Although, I mean, wouldn't mind that. The best day of sixth grade would have to be when Judy and I were assigned into the same math group, Green for Go, because it was the advanced group. The worst day would have to be the next day when the teacher realized I wasn't supposed to be in a green room and whacked me really hard in the knuckles with the ruler. You know, we're really good, like, duo. Like, we're really good together.
End of the line.
Huh?
End of the line!
You're gonna kill us!
No, it means you gotta get off.
Oh. Well, it was nice meeting you. Durf? Durf? Huh. That's odd. Oh my damn it! Slide.
Fred? What are you doing?
Bertha!
I asked you a question. Are you Dong Ye Fong?
No, not at all. What's Dong Ye Fong?
Deaf. You had Ong to each consonant. Dong Ye A Fong. What are you doing here?
Bertha, I can come to the pool if I Wong A Nong Tong.
Yeah? Well, I've never seen you here before, and you're not wearing a swimsuit.
This is my swimming suit. I mean, sometimes I just don't like showing my body too much because, you know, too much sex appeal.
Cute.
How come nobody's here? You're like the only one.
Some kid pooped in the pool.
Ew!
The good thing is now there's no line for the slide.
I have to go anyway.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
I'm, going to my friend's house. Girlfriend.
Before you go, do you want to try something cool? Pretty fun, isn't it?
It's really fun. My neck is hot, but my feet are cold. But what if I have to go to the bathroom?
Don't be a Wong and Mong Pong. Well, I'm going swimming. Later.
I'm not a whip!
I didn't until just now. So long, Dong O Fong, you song.
Can't be naked in here.
I was going to leave my underwear on.
Yeah, well, nobody wants to see you in your underwear.
I beg to differ. I've been told my body's pretty attractive.
No. Get your butt out of here.
Ah! I'd like a regular cleaning.
Would you like a fragrance?
Green apples.
Green apples?
I got a green apples, please.
You want my bag for me?
Where's your car? That was awesome. It's about to get frightening, cause I'm out with no license. She give me that beep beep. I give her that honk honk. She give me that beep 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 beep.
Sorry.
Nice hair, moron!
Oh, jeez! Oh my god! They sell squirrels! I love squirrels!
Customer!
Squirrels.
I'm busy.
And I'm grooming Lancelot.
And you're useless. Yes, young man.
Oh, hey, I was just looking at the squirrels.
We don't have squirrels. You might want to go to a park or outside. We do have hamsters, though. They're in the rodent family, if you want to take a look at them.
I saw the squirrels, and I just thought they'd be the perfect present for Judy, so...
Like, I don't know her, and I don't care to know her. We can't help you, but presents are nice. I enjoy them.
Gary!
The young man believes the Pomeranians are squirrels.
I knew that.
I don't think you did.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Come with me. Now, by squirrels, do you mean this?
Yep. How much are they?
$7.95.
Oh, okay.
Lorenzo, can you ring us up? $795.
$795? That's how much my mom makes a year. That is ridiculous.
Never mind, Lorenzo. He's broke.
Okay, well, I'm just going to be looking around, so don't even mind me.
I won't.
I won't even be here. I'll be leaving soon. Get in there.
Yeah.
I've been wanting one of these for a while now.
Ugh. What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
Put the dog down.
Dog?
Squirrel.
Hey, put the dog down.
Squirrel.
I don't have a dog, you psycho.
Oh my god, Gary. He's a gangbanger. This is Mace.
I will spray you.
No.
I will spray you in the eyes.
Lorenzo, what are you doing with Mace?
Someone has to protect us.
This is not the time for your drama, okay?
Put the dog back.
I would do it.
I don't have a dog!
Lady, clear out! Put the dog back!
It's not a dog!
Spray him, he's got crazy in his eyes!
Stop.
Leave
put the dog
me
back.
Alone!
Put the dog back!
Spray him! Spray him!
What the
dog?
Look what you've made us do!
My beautiful eyes!
Tell your friends not to mess with us!
This is worse than when you made me stay at the Marriott!
I'm sorry.
Oh. Hey, sir, do you know how to get to Meadow Lane from here?
¿Qué quieres, amigo?
What?
Lo siento, no hablo inglés.
I can't understand you, I'm sorry.
Lo siento, no hablo inglés.
Oh, my God. There's something wrong with me. Why is there a voice in my head that doesn't even make sense?
¿Por qué estás enojado?
Are you a spaceman? Is that what you are?
Ay, Dios mío, no me gusta la tonada de tu voz.
You're doing something to me, aren't you? You're gonna ruin my brain!
Debes de volver a tus padres locos.
Get away from me, spaceman! I will not let you ruin my brain!
Ese es un joven muy raro.
city.
Oh.
Hey, watch that cussing. I'm just playing. It's a dam. It's what it is.
I was just looking.
Good for you. You should look. Soak her in. Soak in all the damn beauty. I tell you what, she's the single greatest feat of engineering in the entire county. Hey, you know what this dam is made out of, don't you?
No.
Sweat and ingenuity, friend. Sweat and ingenuity.
You know how to get to the number 7 bus?
Oh, the number 7 bus? Well, just a quick little jaunt through the woods right there.
The woods!
Oh, no, no, no. Don't be scared. Don't be scared of the woods. You're not scared of the woods, are you?
I have to walk through the woods.
Nothing to be afraid of in the woods except for what happened to little Evan. Ice. Oh, but if you're scared, I tell you what you can do. You can just turn around and you just go home. Be home with Mama.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Mama?
Mama?
Mama.
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 Mama, save me. I'm a big grown baby niece's mama. What's wrong with you? Know what I'd do if I were you? I'd man up. I'd face my fears. I'd BS. I'd be somebody. That's me. Who are you? Man up, man. Head into those woods. Face your fears. Do what I'd do. Respect the badge.
You're right. You're definitely right. I should go through the woods.
There you go.
Judy needs me right now.
Do it for Judy.
It's just the woods.
It's just the woods?
No big deal.
Go on.
I'm gonna do it.
Run. Run to Judy. Run to her. No running in the dam.
Okay. Good.
Song. You a good singer. Mm-hmm. You should thank someone for a compliment. What's wrong?
You're talking and you're a deer.
Oh, for a minute there, I thought there was a wolf or something. Whew, you scared me.
Do all deers talk?
It's deer. Do all deer talk? The plural of deer is still deer. Just like moose. Nobody says mooses or meese.
Do you all talk?
Some of us way too much. Hey, can I drop one with you?
Drop what?
A song.
Really? Okay. Walking through the woods, but there was nothing to fear. Since I met my friend, the deer.
Stop. Hoofer time.
You know, I don't even know why I've always been so terrified of the woods. I mean, now that I've actually came here, I realize it's not even that scary.
I'm out of here.
I mean, the woods has got trees, deer, birds. I mean, there's just so much to it. I mean, it's more than just...
Fred! It's me! Evan! Evan Wise! I got it!
Got what?
The ball! I got the ball! I got it! Tell my parents I'm okay!
Oh, hey, look, it's your little friend.
Hey, Picklehorn!
You need a ride? You need a ride?
What an idiot!
Mom, drive around the block.
I'm not your chauffeur.
Mom! Hey! Nice lean-to! One more.
Kevin, no. I am drawing the line.
I'm gonna tell Dad!
Don't tell him.
What is that?
Derf! How'd you get here?
Dude, my question needs to be answered first.
Sardines?
Lunch fail, man.
I know, I don't actually like them, but when I packed my food, I forgot to buy a can opener, and this is the only can that had a handy little opener on it, and I've been walking all over, so I'm really tired, and I just got so hungry.
You gotta chill out, man.
I'm going to bed. Will you wake me when the bus comes?
Maybe. But maybe not. Bus, man.
Thanks, Durf. You're like the best friend I've ever had. Just kidding. Obviously. I'm doing it. Wish me luck. I'm going to Judy's house.
You want it? You want it? Excuse me. I found this poor little animal wandering around all by itself.
A squirrel! It's a squirrel! I'll take it! This is my lucky day! Oh! Me and Judy will be your new parents and we'll love you forever.
Ben O'Leary!
Oh my gamut, we're here! We're going to see your mama. Oh, here we go. Judy! Yes!
I want to move back to our old house.
Oh, stop complaining.
Oh. Hello, miss.
Who are you? Fred.
It's me.
I knew you'd come for me. You got my psychic message.
I did. I brought you a gift, Judy.
A squirrel. I love squirrels. Thank you.
It's nothing.
However did you get here? It must have been so hot.
It was. I crossed the entire city to get to you, Judy. Even the woods.
You went through the woods? They're so dangerous. I'd have been worried about the wild animals.
I wasn't afraid of the wild animals. But I was afraid of...
He's alive.
He's very alive.
Oh my God, I'm so impressed with you. You came all this way. But why?
To see you, Judy. And to invite you over to my house.
Oh, I'd love to come over to your house. To sing.
Do.
Ray.
Me.
La.
So.
La.
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 La. La. La.
La. La. La. La.
Are you coming, ain't you?
Believe me.
Oh my God, the bus!
Thank you.
Judy!
Get it!
Judy, I'm here.
Fred?
Where's Judy?
Oh my God! Guys! It's Fred!
What are you doing here, Fred?
I think I could ask you the same question, Kevin.
No, you can't, because I was invited, and you weren't. So get out, dude!
This isn't even your house, Kevin. You can't just tell me to leave. What are all you guys doing in here anyway? I mean, you just creeping around Judy's house or something?
What's it look like? It's a party?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a party that you weren't invited to!
Well, for your guys' information, Judy would be happy to have me here. I call her every night.
Oh my God. What a loser.
Judy.
Fred.
Please tell me you didn't invite Phil Horn to this party.
What are you doing here?
Don't you want to hear about how I got here? It's a crazy story.
Fred, I'm kind of in the middle of my party.
I think she just told you to leave, mate!
Maybe you shouldn't be here.
Me? You're right. Maybe I shouldn't be here. Because no offense to you, Judy, but this party is so lame.
This isn't lame. This is a good party.
Yeah, now it is. Oh my
God. Now it is.
This is embarrassing.
Judy, why are you being like this?
Oh my God, I can't do this.
Judy, who are you? Where's the Judy I know? Huh? Show me her. Show me the old Judy.
Fred, I think it would be better if you just left. I'm really sorry, Fred.
Judy, I came all this way just for you.
This is the Girl Scout convention. We don't want any of your cookies.
Hey, kid, you lost or something?
Kinda.
Where are you going?
Home.
All right, my shift's over. Get in, I'll take you.
But I don't have another $5 bill.
Get in.
Thanks.
Yeah. Pays the tip. Take care, kid.
Thanks.
Don't. That's lame.
Party and didn't even invite me. She's not who I thought she wasn't all! I bet you that southern accent of hers isn't even real. She's probably never even been to the South!
Freddie, honey, who are you talking to?
Mom? Mom! I'm really upset right now.
Well, one of your friends just sent me a video about you on the computer.
About me?
Yeah, you gotta check it out.
People have seen this already? That's more than my entire class! 51 people now, 51! That's like 3 more people than last time! Who posted this? Kev, smell my fart? Kevin! Oh, what a stupid username! An even more stupid video! Gosh, why do people even watch other people on YouTube? It's weird, it's creepy! I don't get it. I just don't. Oh my gosh, another person just watched it! And another! Oh my gosh, in 60 seconds, 60 people will have seen this! This is horrible! Imagine how many people will have seen it in a year! Well, I'm not gonna stand for this. No, no. I'm gonna have a party, and no one's gonna be invited.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Miss Lebo. Is Kevin here?
Oh, he is. Come on in.
Kevin, your friend is here.
Mom, I'm in the crapper.
Kevin.
Where's the toilet paper? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who invited Figglehorn here?
I did. Kevin, be polite.
It's okay. Kevin, I'm effing a party tonight. That's why I came over.
See, Kevin?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I mean, there's going to be lots of games and food and music. And we're going to do a lot of illegal stuff. Kids our age can't do it, but we're going to do it anyway.
What?
It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like fun.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I met your father at a party.
Mom, that's disgusting. Come on. What is this?
Your disinvitation. I'm having a party and you can't come.
I'm trying to get it.
I have to go right now because there's a lot of other people I have to disinvite to my party.
Oh, what a sweet kid. Yeah, I'm glad you're friends.
I'm not friends with him.
Oh, well, you should be because he seems popular.
Mom, I'm not even friends with him.
I would be because he's popular.
Mom, I'm not friends with him. Stop touching my hat.
Oh, gosh, right. Don't touch the hat.
Just wanted to make sure you knew you weren't invited. Bye. Oh! Oh, it looks like you got my message that you're not invited to my party! Sucker! And I asked everyone, and they all specifically said you weren't cool. So, here you go. One for you, and one for you. Both not invited! Hey, guys. Just wanted to let you guys know that I was having a party, but you're not invited!
What's up, moron?
Bertha. Hi.
Hey, Fred. What's up?
Not much.
No?
Just hanging.
Okay. I saw that video of you online.
It's so funny, isn't it? Everyone saw that. I'm not stupid. I know. I get it. I'm over it. Anyways, here. You aren't invited to my party. I never was going to invite you anyway. See ya. Gonna be fun without ya.
I didn't think that video was funny.
Are you serious? Oh, and I was all... And then Kevin was like, oh, let's throw a piece of pizza at him. Ha ha ha, so funny. Oh, but you weren't laughing, were you? No.
No, I wasn't invited to Judy's party.
You weren't? Well, I don't know, I guess I just assumed. Well, anyways, I'm gonna go get ready for my party, so see ya.
Okay, have fun.
Bertha, would you maybe wanna Like, you can just come to the party, maybe just for a little bit. You don't have to stay the whole time, but do you want to come, maybe?
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I like partying. I'm a good partier.
Okay. Well, if you come, bring a lot of clothes and just bring everything you've got, okay?
What, do I just... I can just bring anything? It doesn't matter?
A ton of clothes. Your mom's,
everything.
Your dad's, everyone's. Do it now. Now.
Okay.
Go.
I'll see you in a minute. Okay, bye.
Fred, what's going on here?
Nothing.
What are you doing with the camera?
We're having a party.
Did we talk about you having a party?
Yeah. No. Sorry.
How many people did you invite?
100. 150.
You got a lot of friends, Fred.
Bye.
That's good. That's real good.
And I know you're feeling it when I'm spilling it. Flow is oh so ridiculous. And of course I'm oh so curious. What you got me feeling, girl, is oh so serious.
I'm serious about you, baby. When you're moving on the floor, really drives me crazy. I was hoping maybe you could take me to a place on the floor so we can move some more.
It's gonna be so awesome, let me tell you. Everyone in my school is gonna be so jealous. But what if they think it's fake? That won't be good. I mean, they'll think I'm even a bigger loser, so. You know what? I'm gonna send it right now. I'm taking the risk. Here I go. No, everyone will think you're a loser. No, I'm doing it! Why should I even care what they think? Fred, send it! No, Fred, don't send it! Send it, Fred! What should I do? I don't know what to do! What should I do? Oh my god, I send it!
what I see.
Big bang, this car be off the hook.
Knock on the TV. Step up in a club like Cooney Caitlin. At least two chicas speaking Spanglish. Jet black hair and they look outrageous. I don't let a fuss, yeah, they dancing crazy. Scream,
live it up!
Yeah, I do that later. And I ain't gotta say it, you knew that baby. We gon' make a toast cause we celebrate.
Wanted to make it to Fred's party, but my girl didn't want to go. I like the party. She don't like the party. I like to break it down. Oh. I will be at the next one.
Oh, it was an epic fail of me not to go to Fred's. I mean, I wasn't invited, but I'm sure it's because I wasn't around when he was inviting people. I've been out sick. A lot.
I would totally go out with Fred, but Judy's like my best friend, and I would never do that to her.
I was at Fred's house, and like, and we like hurled together. I mean, we crossed hurled.
I don't care that I wasn't invited to Fred's party. I don't care at all. I don't. I really don't. I don't know why everyone's asking me that. Cause, you know? Who's there?
Best party ever, right? Boys, quit staring.
My friends. I don't... Where my friends go?
Hey, guys! Guys!
Woo! Hey, that was some party.
Hey, mister. Aren't you supposed to be in school?
Hi, Mom.
You sure know how to throw a little party.
It was over yesterday.
Yeah? Did your girlfriend Judy show up?
Mom, no, she didn't. She's not my girlfriend anyway.
Hey, well, listen, so what? She's probably just playing hard to get. There'll be others knocking your doorstep down. She'd be lucky to have you as a boyfriend because you're good-looking because you're a figglehorn.
I am a figglehorn, Mom. Thanks.
Anyway, keep getting their family's mail. Who she thinks she is?
I thought you said you were going to toss all the mail, Mom.
Yeah, well, I'm a big talker. What you look? Oh, nice house.
Yeah, it's Judy's house.
Is that the house where you hurled?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I know that guy. That's Danny Jannetty.
Ew! How do you know him?
We had a date once.
When was that?
That was about, I don't know, 15 years ago.
I'm 15.
I'm taking a nap.
You just got up, Mom.
Yeah, well, whatever. Taking a nap.
Dad! What are you doing here?
Taking a nap!
Judy!
Hi, Fred.
You're tall.
It's the shoes. You weren't at school today. I hope you're not sick.
I'm not sick. Not sick at all.
Were you taking a nap then?
No.
Why are you wearing your pajamas?
These aren't pajamas. They're loungewear.
Oh.
So, what do you want?
I wanted to see you, Fred.
Really?
I really wanted to apologize. I just feel like I've been really mean and I should have invited you to my party. I'm really sorry.
Don't worry. I'm totally over it.
I totally deserve to be bathed all over.
Want me to do it again?
Gross.
Apology accepted.
Thank you. So can I come in?
Like into my house?
I just thought we could hang out.
And do what?
I don't know. I thought we could sing together.
Sing? Me and you, like, together? Singing? Just hold on 1 second, okay?
Sure.
Oh yeah, dude, rock on.
Won't you come in?
Thank you.